Many people now are in a shift, and this year is part of that shift. But the shift is not like we've had in the past, because the shifts up to now have been within one dimension. And now there's a new dimension being more easily available to certain people. The people that are resisting and holding, they will find things more difficult because they need to have things more difficult to help them to realize there's something else. Now, the people that are getting on the edge, we still try to use our old tools with what seems to be new. And that's to do with survival. Our system, our brains, first of all, intrinsically has a survival mechanism, but also we've been trained that way. Now, what's coming now is what we could call abstract. So the temptation is, oh, something new is happening, and then we try to understand it, but it cannot be understood with the energy that's in the old paradigm. It cannot be understood because this new phase is not dual. And the mind only works in duality. The small mind cannot comprehend this new possibility. So this new possibility is not comprehendable. And then it's, will we dare to die? And if you're not ready to die, you won't go there. Die physically, die in every way, you won't go there. Because you keep going back to the place you know, which is survival. And it's, are you ready to die totally and completely to everything in every way? Everything you've built up, your money, your health, your partner, everything, you're ready to let go. Not that you need to, but it has to be that vibration. There is no holding at all. Now, on this side, that's not possible. Because this whole side is holding. The whole brain is, what's going to happen so I can be there to take care of you? We need to let that go. And then, where your inner state, you cannot understand. There is no understanding in this state. But while there's that conflict, you're going to keep coming back. When somewhere, somehow, you've said, like does happen in the Satori group, you've gone as far as you can go and you give up. In that giving up, something happens. And you're in a state that you don't understand, and you're in the state. And then it's, are we ready to go there? If you look, if it's appropriate, if you look, it's not a giving up. It's no longer holding and it's already gone. It's already not appropriate. And we have to be ready not to know. Not to know. What I'm suggesting is this side of the paradigm, we can't know. There is no knowing or no possibility of knowing what this new state is. This new state is stateless. And of course we're all there, but we're holding ourselves back to be here, to function. And my feeling is several of us have come here to introduce, to allow ourselves to vibrate at that frequency so that we bring it into this dimension. And so it becomes more available for people to connect. And I see in many people, these things are happening, and very sincerely they're trying to understand them or integrate them. Or we can't do that. We've really got to die to the old idea. Die to that. And we can do it anywhere under any circumstance, but we really need a little place where we can sit sometimes and feel in tune with that spot, however we do it and whatever is our uniqueness, just to sit there and not know. So listening to ourselves. As science is telling us, we have as many thinking cells in other parts of our body as we do in our brain, in fact, more. And part of that is an intuition level. Another way of looking at it is that there is no such thing as time. The past, the present, and the future are all vertical, happening simultaneously. And every now and again, we pick up on something that to our experience looks like the future. And then the mind comes in and says, practical. No, everything's going so well here, that would be silly to let it go. But if you look at through your life, it's actually those people that keep expanding, keep stop holding and allowing, just allowing. And then will we dare to allow what seems to be totally illogical, stupid in fact, but you can feel it and it's getting stronger. And my feeling is the more we resist it, the more trouble we're going to get into. And that means, can you make a plan for the future? Yes. In this moment, you can make a plan for the future. But it's totally irrelevant the next moment. You need to keep letting it go. It was relevant at that time, and then it's not relevant. Just not knowing, not knowing. And so whatever you decide, review it each moment, in each moment. Because, as I say, I really feel as though there's a new energy, there's a new vibration, there's a new frequency, there's a new opportunity for us. If we will stop holding the old before we reach for the new. We need to stop holding the old before we've got the new. Because if you're holding the old when you grab the new, all you do is transfer the old to the new. It's that free space of not knowing. Take no thought of tomorrow, let tomorrow take thought of itself. Not knowing.